Why, hello there. Terrible day, isn't it? Oh, no, not just the weather. Although that is awful. Makes me wish for sunshine. Anyway, I was actually referring to this particular day. And it has been terrible, hasn't it? Actually, I think you know perfectly well what I'm talking about. But don't let that bother you. The clouds will soon part. I can sort things out for you. Make this day something special. A day you'll never forget. How? Well, allow me to come in and explain. Mind if I sit down? Maybe on that sofa? Thanks. Ugh. It's really hard. I prefer my sofas a little softer than this. But hey, needs must, yeah? Sometimes when you economize, you need to live within your means. There's nothing wrong with that. My, 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 aren't we full of questions? Who are you? What are you doing here? Let me see. Where to begin? Well, let me answer the same questions about you. Who are you? You're in deep shit. And you feel like you've come to the end. You're you. Like all others that wander around the world, scrabbling around, trying to take something good, something fun out of existence. You live in this average house, in an average part of the world. You're not a wizard, nor a warrior. You're certainly not the chosen one. You are just an ordinary person with an ordinary life. But you are under an extraordinary amount of pressure. You have a name. Of course you have a name. All living beings do, but names are simply labels. They identify you, certainly, but they don't define you. Actions, on the other hand. That's what I'm interested in. I want to know what you would do with a proposition. Shh, sweetheart, I'm still answering your first question. I'll get to the proposition in a bit. Who are you? I believe you asked. And I said actions define you. So, think back to what brought you to this moment today. The most terrible day of your life. Because that will tell you exactly who you are. Actually, no. Let me tell you. 2 weeks ago, the economy collapsed. And you, among many others, lost your job, didn't you? And it was in such an impersonal and petty manner. No tearful goodbyes. No remembering old battles. No wars well fought. Just a letter terminating your contract. Now, I understand that sometimes redundancies need to happen, but at such a financially difficult time as this, terrible news. Scott Electronics. Ring any bells? I can see that it does. Well, a few months ago, your brother-in-law got onto you about a good thing, didn't he? Made a packet on the stock market and managed to persuade you to join him. Averaged down so you could pick up a decent dividend. However, He couldn't tell the difference between a bear market and a bullish one, and you ended up taking on margin, which meant you got wiped out when it all crashed. Well, if you don't understand what I'm saying, sweetheart, why on earth are you playing the stock market with your family's money? You got wiped out. It's all gone. You had to take out a loan from your friendly neighborhood loan shark to pay off the loan from the broker. And sadly, today's the day he wants that loan back, plus interest. And you don't have the money. And goodness me, hasn't your partner suffered? Couldn't take the shouting, the drinking, the constant bickering. Can't say I'm surprised. I wouldn't enjoy that kind of behaviour myself. I don't exactly thrive on negativity. Anyway, now the house, the bedroom, the kitchen, all the hearts in the house, really, are empty. So lonely. So cold without them. Still, if you've got your health, what else matters? Oh. Only you don't have that, do you? Stage 3. One more to go before the end. Degeneration. Pain. It's partly why you're so angry. And I understand that, I really do. I've known others in similar circumstances. So many strands. From so many times and places. And they all collect in this moment. It honestly doesn't matter how I know this, or who I am, sweetheart. What really matters is that here we are. At this particular moment in time, the most terrible day of your life, this is who you are. Which leads us to your second question. What are you doing here? The answer? You are about to end it all. Frankly, I'm not surprised. It looks like an impossible situation, doesn't it? Where do you go? What do you do? Who do you turn to? A million questions. And when the answers don't seem to ever come, you wonder, what would it be like to leave the party early? Well, life wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't help. Take it from me, all you'd really achieve is passing your problems onto everyone else. But I have another suggestion. Actually, it's a proposition. Just give me a few minutes of your time, and if you agree, great. And if you don't, I'll walk out of your life with no hard feelings. I want to make a deal with you. Everything that you're going through, I can change it. Permanently. I can solve all your problems. Your job, your debt, your relationship, even your health. Today. In an instant. However, in exchange, someone you don't know, someone you've never known, and someone you will never ever meet will die. Do we have a deal? No, take your time. This isn't like your brother-in-law in the stock market, sweetheart. I want you to make a totally informed decision. I will answer any questions that you ask. Yes, I'm serious. All your problems gone in an instant, if you agree. Now that's interesting. You know, not too many individuals I talk to ever pause to consider the human side of things. But you, You actually want to know about why a life has to be lost. That definitely puts you in the top 3%. Well, how do I put this, sweetheart? The universe is like a fabric, made up of strands of moments and actions. Living beings are the greatest threads, a collection of strands all bound together. And there has to be a balance. So, if one thread is slackened, then naturally another thread has to be pulled tighter, even cut out sometimes. That's what I do. Celestial sewing. No, you don't personally have to kill someone. If you did, then you'd have to come into contact with them or know them, which would totally negate the whole never known, never will know condition of the deal. So no, I guarantee you'll never meet them. Therefore, you won't be asked or expected to kill them. Me? No, I won't be doing the killing either. I don't know exactly who, sweetheart. It's an entirely different department from mine. All I can say is that they're professionals. They take pride in their work. Nothing sadistic or gratuitous. Well, as I said, you never once meet, knew, had breakfast with, spoke on the phone with, gave a tip to, or otherwise ever came into contact with this person, when you were drunk or otherwise, in your entire life. Actually, you know something? This person lives with the idea of death every single day. They dread it. It's a horrible way to live. It wouldn't be too much of an exaggeration to say that the person I'm thinking about would probably welcome death around about now. Which, by the way, also means that it's not you that dies. After all, you have a little bit of hope right now. Sure, sweetheart. I'll go over the terms again. I will solve your problems today. Immediately. In exchange, someone you don't know, someone you have never known, someone you will never, ever meet, will die. So, do we have a deal? All right, let's do it. No. No, you don't have to swear on your firstborn or anything, or write a contract in blood. We did away with all that years ago. Just answer yes to what I'm about to say. I will solve all of your problems today immediately. In exchange, someone you don't know, never have known, and will never meet, will die. Do we have a deal? Okay, that was a very emphatic yes. I do like decisive people. And there you go. All your problems gone. Well, give it a moment. Your problems are gone. The rest of the world just hasn't caught up yet. By the way, do you have Wi-Fi? Ah, you use the hotspot from next door. Clever and thrifty. Connect to the hotspot and wait for the messages to come through. That would be your bank. I'll paraphrase, shall I? We confirm that the sum of a truckload of money has mysteriously found its way via totally untraceable sources into your bank account. That should be all of the money you lost, plus a little bonus payment. And don't worry if the tax man comes a knocking, the bank got all the necessary documentation for you to keep all of this money too. That one is from your shark. He's charmingly brief. Got the money. You and me is all square. illiterate, but that's another gorilla off your back, so to speak. I've got to say, I'm proud of this one. It's your brother-in-law. I'll give you the pleasure of reading that one yourself. He's eating a lot of humble pie. Just make sure he doesn't sucker you into another investment, okay? That is an email from your old boss. He wants you back and has a new position at twice your salary. If you want it, that's something for you to decide on. Maybe with this person. Yes, it's your partner. And they say that they love you very, very, very much. They miss you. They're coming back home to be with you and work things out. So be sure to enjoy your time together, if you know what I'm saying. Ah, now this one is always a nice message to receive. Your doctor. He's asking that you come into his office for a chat as soon as you can. Spoilers, you're in remission! He won't know why or how, so do me a favour and forget we have this little chat, okay? If he asks, tell him you visited a faith healer or was struck with some otherworldly energy or something. Well, looks like you're all set. The deal has been done. Thank you. Oh, that's from me. A little message for you to remember me by. It says, sweetheart, I hope your life gets better from this moment on for you and yours. And I faithfully promise that the next person I visit won't know you, will never have known you, and will never meet you at any time in the future. Goodbye, sweetheart. One of my people will be in touch in due time.